This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Attorneys for two officers charged in the death of Elijah McClain are building a case around the large dose of ketamine he was given after police restrained him. The defense's Harvey Steinberg questioned medical doctor expert Dr. David Buther this morning.
Would you agree that Mr. McClain would not have died but for receiving the ketamine?
I think it's more likely than not. If he did not receive the ketamine, he might have survived.
So it's the ketamine that killed him, no question.
Well, there's no question that that was the primary driver. And I think in those 145 pages is a discussion of the other factors that contributed to the increased risk of the ketamine.
Dr. Buther was referring to a report he filed on McClain's death. The prosecution says the officer's actions killed McClain in addition to the ketamine. Colorado Representative Jonah Goose says he's worried about the impacts of a possible government shutdown. The Democrat says they cost the American economy billions of dollars.
The part that I suppose is most frustrating for me is to hear individuals say, we don't want a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown. But we've done nothing to fund government.
Neguse says the House should work on a stopgap measure to keep the government open. House Republican leaders have again floated the idea of a continuing resolution, but some far-right Republicans are opposed. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert says a short-term shutdown may happen. In Denver, expect clear skies tonight with a low of 52 degrees. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and 86. In Grand Junction, clear and 53 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and 87. This is CPR News.